We got to check in on Royce's big wall. Roy Simmons, this is day 4. And they're going from Carcor to Fitzgerald Mount, so 27.7 k's today.
Actually, Middo, sorry, on this one, rain, hail or shine, it's game on, right?
Well,
you can't, if you're in these conditions, you've got to walk 40 k's. Are you joking?
Well, that's a good point.
You've got no choice. You've
got to go. No,
you're not
you can't.
Lugging with an umbrella. You're not walking 40 k's with an umbrella.
Well, to get an update, you can ask the questions yourself, Clarkie, because joining us is a man who played, well, 117 games, nearly all of them for Penrith, a handful for Manly, 1986 to 1995, played in that famous 91 grand final with Roy Simmons against you, Loz. Cole Bentley joining us. Cole, good morning to you.
Hey, how you going? All right? Long time no talk.
Well, we want to find out, firstly, whether you're walking in the rain or not.
Cole,
or all the
surely
elements.
It's not game on in these conditions.
No, it's a beautiful minus 5 degrees out here. No, it's not really. It's 4 degrees. It's pretty good. It's overcast, but it looks like it'll be a pretty good day. So, yeah, no sun out, but it looks like it's going to be pretty good.
What do you do around preparation? If it does start raining, just saying to the boys, surely you're not walking 40 k's with an umbrella.
Actually, I don't think it's going to rain, but in terms of preparation, I have been walking with Royce for the last few months just to prepare. So, the great Lenny Stacker, ex-Penrith coach, he walks with us. But Stacks one morning said, "Oh, hey, Cole, we've done 20,000 steps." I said, "That's fantastic." I said, "It's funny, Royce has done 40,000 with his little legs."
I'm sure he copped that okay, Royce. He would have given you a return serve, did he?
Oh, yeah, you know what he's like. He'd give it to me about 10 minutes later, non-stop for about 10 minutes.
It's a good thing you're doing, Cole. How many days are you walking, mate? You just doing the one?
Yeah, just today, Lod. So I think it's about 28.7 k. So just the one today. Then there's a function on tonight back at the Royal Hotel. So just the day today.
Have you left Carcor yet, Cole?
No, we're just putting our big walk gear on. Royce's big walk, his t-shirt and his hat. He's got a bucket hat, Royce, so I said to stick his bucket head. So we're putting our gear in. I think we're ready to go in about 2 or 3 minutes. So there's myself, Barry Walker, Brad Waugh, ex-Panther player, yeah. and Lenny Stagger. So good crew. So there's plenty of banter, I reckon, over the next 6 hours.
How's Royce feeling, mate? Again, I know it's obviously, you know, unbelievable what so many people are supporting and helping out and money's being raised. But, again, day four. So how's the legs? How's the mind? What's the feeling like around the group and particularly with Royce at the moment?
No, it's positive. We went to Blaney Chinese restaurant last night and then we're walking home about 10 o'clock after a couple of beers and he had a bit of a limp about him. I think he had a couple of blisters, but we just told him to toughen up. But he's going okay. We've got the physio from the Penrith days. He's here rubbing him down and looking after him. So it's really positive. And just really positive about the cause and the money we're raising for dementia and the Royce Foundation.
You know better than anyone, Cole, what a tough player he was. And there wouldn't have been a more determined player than Royce. And he's facing this challenge head on, and he's pretty determined that he wants to raise awareness and some money to stop, you know, what's occurring. But you know him well. How is he coping, and how's he handling the situation?
Yeah, hey, Lozzy, you know him well. I think you two have been in a couple of times or been pretty close to him. But mate, this is typical Royce. I'd stop feeling sorry for myself. How can I raise the money, not just for him, to like stop the disease or get a cure for it eventually? And, mate, it's not about him. It's about how he can help everyone else. So we did a really good big fundraiser at St Mary's Leagues a few weeks ago, and he said the same thing. He said, it's not about, it's not going to just help me. It's going to help all the other people who get it in the future. So that's the sort of bloke he is, Lozzy. He's just a tough bugger. And like I said, he was limping a bit. He's got some blisters. But, mate, so determined to raise some money for a great cause.
We're speaking with former Penrith player Cole Bentley, who's doing Royce's Big Walk with Royce Simmons, raising money and awareness for dementia research. And Cole, what was it, a couple of days ago, what were the reports with Langmack with the group, anyway?
Mate, well, they were talking about Langmack and Barr through them.
Did he shut up, Langmack, or just kept going for the whole 40K?
Well, I wasn't there, but they were telling that he didn't do a lot of walking, did a lot of talking, and then I think Barr lasted about 5Ks, and then he said, "Oh, I think I've pulled an injury," so he jumped in the van. And so they were raising money for how many kilometres they walked. They wouldn't be getting much.
I can only imagine. Hey, Cole, can you believe 31 years since you guys won the comp back in 91?
Oh, hey, no, we were just talking about this a few weeks ago, and made some great memories there, and I played against you guys, and mate, just goes so quick. I think we're all in agreement there how quickly it goes, but mate, just unbelievable times, and really cherish those memories, and mate, pleasure playing against you, mate. You're a champion, and good bloke, and obviously great player, so we just enjoyed our battles back then, and it's great to have a chat, mate, a few years later.
And they were wonderful battles, and Penrith certainly, when Freddie arrived, and when did it all sort of start? And for Penrith, when you knew you had that good side, was it? I know Freddie was coming through, and Brandy was always there, but was it when you sort of got Pete Kelly, Chris Mortimer, those type of guys to the club that you really thought, oh, geez, we're on the verge of some good times here?
Yeah, well, hey, Lodge, you know this bloke just as well as I do. Sheensy started it when I came out in 86, and he bring the juniors through. Then Ron really bring that sort of toughness and recruited Peter Kelly and Chris Mortimer, and then Gus sort of bring the finesse into it. And as you said, you get Freddie and good mix of young players and older players, and just had a really golden run through like that 89, 90, 91. So... some great memories, and mate, takes a lot. But Changey, mate, he's the one who started it, and he was at the Royce function at St Mary's a few weeks ago, and had a good chat to him. So yeah, no, great memories there, Lord.
And Cole, not too long after your playing days, he had a stint there on the judiciary panel. I was thinking, Loz, you wouldn't have been to the judiciary that many times. I was wondering.
No, I never went.
You never went in your career, not
squeaky,
once.
Squeaky
never
clean.
Went.
Oh, that's
goody two shoes daily.
Sickening.
No, you know what it was. He wasn't goody two shoes, but he was a suck old of the refs. He sucked up to all the referees. Got away with murder.
Possibly.
The 80s, 90s Cameron Smith, you.
Oh, no. Don't put me in his class.
What was your most memorable case, Cole? The one that stands out for you when you were on that panel?
Oh, mate, actually, there's probably a few, but what can I tell you? What can I tell you, Blake? Said I could say.
Probably not much. Are you still got anything to do with the game now, Cole?
No. I was on the board at Panthers for a few years, but no, not really. But but the judiciary was pretty funny. There's a couple of good stories there, but we can share that. There's a couple for a drink maybe later on.
I would love to hear those. They're going to have to be off air. Appreciate your time, Cole, and what you're doing, unreal. And just a reminder, everyone listening as well, roycesbigwalk.com.au is the website. And I see they've got upwards just on this website beyond $110,000 now. And I know they've raised money elsewhere around with the events
they're
doing.
What's the goal? You know, what did Royce say what he wanted, what he was looking at trying to raise?
Well, Cole, you might know that. Do you know what his sort of overall goal
is? Is there a number
is?
He's trying to get?
Yeah, mate, I think he's over 500 at the moment. Like, this is all the functions. I think he wants to get to a million. So that's...
Unreal.
And, mate, not knowing him, I wouldn't doubt it for 1 second.
Yeah, brilliant.
Appreciate your time today, this morning. Enjoy your walk today, Cole, and we'll check in.
Hey, guys, great to chat to all of you, and thanks very much for the awareness for the Royce Foundation and dementia also.
Come on, good on you, Cole. Great to speak to you, buddy.
He's Royce to give it to me now. Come on, Bentley. So,
you're late.
Good on you, Cole.
Oh, brilliant.
Bye.